It's time now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
Live from Troy, as the Trojans are hosting Donovan West, a part of the sub-state quarterfinal, the Onega sub-state quarterfinal, starting here tonight and picking up next Friday in Onega, of course. These two teams, very close in proximity to each other, of course, both being in Donovan County. They are meeting for the fourth time this season already. They already played thrice, in which Troy won all of the meetings. First one was all the way back on December the 13th, in which Trojans won 63-21. They defeated them in the TDL tournament, 63-21 was the score in the TDL tournament. 69-22 was the win in Troy. And then the win in Donovan West was just this past Tuesday. They played in Donovan West, and the Trojans won that one only by 11, 57-46 was the final. So this is back-to-back games seeing each other, and have a feeling these two teams are pretty darn sick of seeing each other playing for the fourth time this year. Well, Donovan West, it's no secret that they have had their struggles this season. They're 1-19 on the year and finished last in the TDL. And as for Troy, they're kind of doing the opposite. They're 15-6 on the season, placing fifth. So for Donovan West, it was a record of 1-13 in the league. For Troy, it was 9-4. And Donovan West finished their season on a 13-game losing streak. And Troy, in the meanwhile, they also kind of finished their season kind of on a downturn. They lost two of their last three after a fantastic middle of January, early February. This is a Troy team that scores a lot but gives up a lot of points. They play fast, they play tough, and they play very physical. As for Donovan West, they like to slow things down, move the ball around the perimeter, and get open looks from three land. That's their game. They're not making from three-point land. They're kind of having a rough night offensively. They average 35.6 points per game while giving up 54.5. As for Troy, they average, you round it up to 60 points a game, and they give up 51. And taking a look at some of the other games going on in the sub-state tonight, Onega is on the road as the 5-seed, just like the girls were. They're going to be at Bishop Seabury. They already are. That game actually started 6 o'clock, so that probably is in the third quarter at the moment. And Centralia also hosting again tonight. They're the 3-seed on the boys' side. They're hosting Mayor Deceit Valley. Panthers are 12-7. Mayor Deceit Valley is 2-18. Failed to mention, Onega is 7-12 on the boys' side. Bishop Seabury is 7-9. And Burlingame, just like the girls, gets the bye as the top seed. Other games going on tonight in the Washington County sub-state, taking Class 1A D1. In the Washington County sub-state, number 7, Frankfort, 3-16 on the year, goes to number 2, Osborne. That game also started early, 6 o'clock tip-off there. And number 3, Blue Valley, 15-4 on the year, is hosting number 6, Washington County. Clifton Clyde gets the bye. And Rock Hills is at Lakeside Downs as well, to 5-4 respectively there. Also in the area in 182, number 5, Lynn, goes to Kansas School for the Deaf. That's in Olathe. Lynn, 7-8. And the Olathe team, 7-11. This is in the Axtell sub-state. And number 6, Wetmore, who is 7-12 on the season, their final year as a school. They're going to be on the road at Pike Valley, is 10-8. And over in Axtell, we'll get the bye. And now taking a look at the starting lineups, and then we'll have the national anthem coming up here in just a bit. First off, for the visitors on the scoreboard, Donovan West. Number 2, a sophomore, Cooper Eberle. Number 3, a freshman foot guard, Coulter Peterson, who is going to be so good in this league in the future. Number 10, another freshman, Michael Albers. Number 11, a sophomore, Hudson Penny, and the lone upperclassman and senior on the team, number 22, Brody Jeske. And as for Troy, they'll start off like this. Number 2, a 5'8 junior, Seth Judd. Number 5, a 5'9 sophomore, Logan Blevins. Number 13, a 6'1 senior, Bowden Bennett. Number 20, a 5'11 senior, Preston Christensen. And number 30, their lead scorer, a 6'6 forward in his final year of competition, is Reagan Hartman. So again, for D West, it's Eberle, Peterson, Albers, Penny, and Jeske. And for Troy, it's Judd, Blevins, Bennett, Christensen, and Hartman. Troy is head coached by Jonathan Rodville, and Donovan West head coached by David Johnson. Let's now go and step aside for a couple of minutes for our national anthem. We'll have tip-off here in the Substate quarterfinal. Join Donovan West. You're listening to Substate coverage here on 103.9 KNZA.
Union State Bank is here to help you build your business. Like you, we are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For our fellow local businesses, we offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. We have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of our 8 convenient locations to talk with our team. Union State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Highland Community College Western Center in Baileyville is hosting their first career fair Thursday, March 2nd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Over 35 businesses and organizations have registered and will be offering a variety of jobs and services. The event is open to the public, so stop in and check out career opportunities in our local area. With Highland Community College, you're always close to home and far from debt. Don't miss the first annual career fair at the HCC Western Center in Baileyville, Kansas, this Thursday, March 2nd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Open to the public.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local Shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local Shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
All right, tip-off. Donovan West at Troy. Substate quarterfinal for the Omega Substate. About to get things underway. Troy is going to be wearing their white-on-whites with blue letters and numbers. As for Donovan West, they're in their navies for the tops and bottoms, as well as orange letters and numbers. Actually, orange numbers and white letters, yep, I had that right. And some orange and white accent as well. Tip off and we're underway. It's won by the Trojans, thanks to Reagan Hartman. Go to the far side, wing, start things off. Bowden Bennett, the senior, puts it on the floor. Get a screen to go to his right for Seth Judd. Gives it to Hartman. Going middle, gets it poked free by Hudson Penny, but Troy gets it back. Three, far side wing, no good by Blevins, and Mustang rebound. Now here's a pass behind Colter Peterson. It'll be a turnover charge to Hudson Penny. Mentioned that the most recent meeting this past Tuesday on the 21st, just a few days ago, was the closest meeting to date. That was at Donovan West. It was a 57-46 victory for the Trojans, this being their fourth meeting of this season. Driving left side is Judd, trying to dump it off to Christensen, and it's over his head. Got a hand on it, out of bounds, another turnover. And one turnover apiece. It'll be Colter Peterson, the freshman superstar in the making in this league. He'll bring it up. Being forced to his left, but he goes to his right instead by Logan Blevins. He'll give it up to Eberle. He'll hand it back off to Peterson. Fumbled the handoff, but got it. To Penny, drives right. Stopped at the short corner, kicks it out. To Jeske, still looking for a first basket of the game. 1 minute gone. Eberle to the near side. Stop the key back to Jeske. Head fake. Looking for something to do with it. Nice backdoor cut for Peterson. And he is swarmed by a double team. Outlet pass is stolen away by Seth Judd in anticipation. 2-on-1. But the pass ahead is dropped by Bennett. Hells it in the corner. They'll have to slow it up a little bit. Judd far side corner with it. Gets a screen by Blevins to go to the middle of the court. He'll set up the play. Defended by Peterson. Goes to the far side. Hands it off. Blevins. Defended by Albers. It's backdoor cut, Judd, baseline, shot up with the glass, too strong. Rebound by D. West. Penny will bring it up the far side. And he'll bounce past it to Jeske. Near side corner for Peterson with it. Back up top to Eberle. The sophomore hands off to the senior, Jeffke. Trying to get Peterson, but he was being defended heavily by Blevins, so we'll go ahead and hand it off instead to Penny. Bounce pass to Peterson, near side corner. 2 minutes gone in the quarter. Goes middle, stops. Trying to hand it back to Jeffke. Can't find him, so he gets to Everly, top of the key, sophomore. Bring it back to the middle of the floor. Fantastic defense so far from both teams, are still scoreless. Far side corner, head fake, going middle is Penny, bounce pass, thrown away, headed for Albers. And here come the Trojans. Judd gives it to Hartman, open three, top of the key, good! Megan Hartman starts the scoring. And U.S. trying to answer. Peterson. Dribbling against Blevins. Doesn't have much to do with it. Kind of pushes off a little bit, so he drives and doesn't, and the offensive foul was not called. Driving kick. Far side corner. Peterson gets it back. Three. Good. And Peterson retaliates. We are not at 3-0. Coach Johnson hyping up the steam here on defense. Hoping for yet another stop. Here's Judd. Top of the key. 3 minutes gone. First quarter. 3-3 our score. Take handoff, Harbin, near side elbow, jab, step, drive, middle. Spin to the outside, next move, and a foul. As Henson was hanging on to Harbin's back, and that'll be the first foul of the game. Two free throws coming up for the senior, Reagan Harbin. As mentioned, the leading scorer for this squad this season. First free throw on the way is good. We've got all four of the team's points so far. It's 4-3, 4:48 left to go first quarter. Second one's on the way, too strong. Offensive rebound, though, hold in by Bowden Bennett. He'll give it up to Hartman. Hartman drives and loses it. Picked up on the floor by Hudson Penny. They get just 1 point out of that drive. Peterson, drive and kick. Deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with the Mustangs. No substitutions yet in this game from either team. Coach Johnson just to my right. Gearham calling out the play here. Jeske, the inbounder. Near sideline from the wing. Getting close to 5 seconds, just getting into Peterson, near side corner. Once again, defended by Blevins. Put on the floor, bring it towards the wing. And Blevins trips, so it goes to the baseline, but able to recover. Good help side defense by Christensen. Everly had it momentarily, gets right back to Peterson, near side wing for Jeske. Fantastic defense from Troy so far all night long as we are approaching the halfway point of this first quarter. Jeske top the key, near side wing for Hudson Penny. Not really any opportunities for D. West. Trying to find a crack in the armor here. Jeske, head fake, drives baseline, past Hartman. High off the glass, no good. Long rebound, hold in. On the run is Bowden Bennett. 2-on-2, fast break goes middle. And a whistle and a blocking foul. It was a close call. Penny was there trying to take it. That's going to be his second personal foul. And D. West cannot afford to have foul trouble because this is a D. West team that only goes about six players deep. Player coming off the bench being Isaac Idle. Take the handoff on the inbound. Now will give it to Seth Judd, who inbounded the ball. Far side corner. Nice head fake, drive by. Pull up jumper, 15 footer, no good. And tipped out of bounds. Oh, go to D. West. Still 4-3. Trojans up by one. 3:39 remaining. Quarter fun around Substate. Here in Troy for this one. Action resuming next Friday with the winner playing in Onega. That'll be against the winner of Centralia and Meredithine Valley. That's the 3-6 matchup. And Peterson got reached in. That'll be the first foul against Troy of the evening, and that'll go against Reagan Hartman. Came out to the perimeter to defend the point guard for D. West. First substitutions of the game, and it will be for Troy as Christian Etherton and Jack Hartman will come in. It'll be Blevins and Christensen coming out. Fusion on who was supposed to come out there for Coach Rodbelt's team. Far side wing, and Everly got lazy with it. Was slapped out of bounds by the 5'10 junior off the bench, Christian Etherton. The sharp shooter in the game for the first time tonight. And down far side corner is Jeske, top of the key, intercepted by, guess who, Etherton on the 1-1 layup, good. Etherton sparking some life into the Troy offense off the bench at 6-3. 3:10 to go, first quarter. Crossover dribble for Peterson. Top of the key, defended by Etherton. Pass near side of wing. And partially deflected, Everly into the backcourt. It's saved. It's loose and picked up by D-West. Everly being a little lazy with the basketball at the moment. He'll dribble to the middle. Far side wing catch for Peterson. Poked free by Etherton. Again, just using his hands. Being a pest. Speaking of Coach Johnson to my right, saying he's not happy with the way he's handling the ball, and it's thrown away. Hudson Penny threw it out of bounds, trying to get it to Colter Peterson. And now saying to settle down. They are playing rushed, but credit to Troy's incredible defense on ball defense here tonight, especially. Judd blows by his man. Shot up layup. No good, though. Too strong. And a whistle and a foul will go against Jack Hartman on the rebound. That'll be the second team foul, his first personal. So both the Hartman brothers with the foul apiece. Jack Hartman sitting at 6'3", a sophomore, will be the future of this team. And Brogan Morris, we haven't seen here tonight, he's on the bench. What an impact player he's been this season for the Troy Trojans squad. Top of the key pass through the hands of Penny. Bobbled it, but he caught it. To Everly, far side corner, gives it back to Jetski. Near side wing, Peterson into the corner. Three ball on the way for Penny. Good! And we are tied. 6-6, a three from Peterson and a three from Penny. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Bennett gives it to Hartman. This will be Reagan Hartman. Gets a screen from his brother on pick and roll. He was open on the roll. They'll now feed it to him down low after the quick pass, and it's a travel. It was a nice look from Christian Etherton, but he staggered his steps. His brother telling him what happened there. And D-West with a chance to take the lead for the first time tonight. 6-6. 1:45 left to go opening quarter. Peterson getting a screen to go to his right from Albers. Into the corner, another three, high arcing, and that was a little bit short from Everly. And a long rebound hauled in by Seth Judd. Again, this is a team that lives and dies by the three ball. Three ball, far side wing, this time for Bennett is no good. Off the front of the rim, it's loose, and fight for the rebound near half court, picked up by Penny. They'll push it, they don't have numbers, they'll pass it back, it's hit by Jack Hartman, and he saves it. So Bowden Bennett, what a play, threw it blindly, now they have numbers, 2-on-2, not guarding the ball, Etherton can't get the layup to go, rebound Jack Hartman, and he's fouled by Albers. Got a clean block, put his left hand at his arm around him. Now Albers picks up his first team foul, number three. Coach Johnson talks to Everly about that last play. Jack Hartman some free throws. Chance to retake the lead for Troy here. First free throw on the way is short. No good with 1:12 to go first quarter. Albers will be back. Not rebounding on the second free throw attempt from the 6'3 sophomore Jack Hartman. On the way, high arcing, and this one goes home. 7-6, Troy retakes the lead. Another opportunity there for the Mustangs. Be defended by Etherton, gets a screen from Albers. He'll fire a three off the dribble, off the backboard, no good. Rebound by Judd as Etherton fell on the closeout on that three. Hand back to Bennett. Now to Etherton. Jack Hartman lobbed to him, posting down low against Albers to kick it out. Bennett. Drives baseline, got it poked out from behind, but it goes to Reagan Hartman somehow. Right place, right time for the senior. Drive, behind the back pass, and that's going to be an offensive foul. As that was thrown away by Everly. Offensive foul will go against Christian Etherton on that drive. Just out of control in that possession. 44.5 seconds now left in the quarter. Still 7-6 in favor of Troy. Coach Johnson with a horns down play call here. I love that. Cross half court with 37 now. He'll go to his left, defended heavily by Etherton on the ball. Hartman comes to double team, pokes it free. Peterson has it on the floor, and he's able to get it out of there before Coach Johnson gets the timeout call. Penny with the ball with 24 seconds. Defended by Judd. Goes to his right, sends back to his left, hands it off. Peterson with 17 seconds left. A retry that play. Albers coming up, screen on the ball. Sets it, go to his right, gets bumped by Hartman, gets around it, and he's dead. He gives up his dribble from the far side wing. 5 seconds. He needs to get it out of there. It's a 5-second call. And again, fantastic defense by Christian Etherton out coming off the bench here tonight is now Isaac Idle. We'll check into the game for the first time tonight for Donovan West. Their sixth man and the pretty much the only guy they like to go to off the bench this season. As it will be Penny coming to the bench. Here's a three at the buzzer. No good from Etherton. And it's a 1-point game after 8 minutes. 7-6 in favor of Troy. and a high, high-paced action so far. A lot of defense. And we'll go ahead and step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to Sub-State Basketball here on 103.9 KNZA.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
KNZA.
Go to the second quarter, 7-6. Troy leading at home against Donovan West. Troy's defense has been fantastic so far tonight, only giving up a pair of threes. As for D West, they're also playing some good defense as well, but Troy has had some paths to the basket. They just haven't been able to finish. And it'll be Troy basketball out of the break. And Brogan Morris, the 6'5 junior for the Trojans, is in the game for the first time tonight. They'll be defended by Albers. And they thought it was Troy ball. It's actually Donovan West ball. There wasn't any jump balls during that first quarter, and Troy won the tip. Jesse to inbound. At half court, gets into Peterson. We're back underway. The freshman point guard will be defended by Logan Blevins. It wasn't nearly as much of a pest as Etherton was. Etherton is in the game. If he's defending Penny, who has the ball. Nice backdoor cut underneath the basket, and Everly couldn't handle the pass. He's already too far underneath the basket. He would have had a tough angle even if he would have made the catch. Goes through his hands and out of bounds to Troy. Turnover for the Mustangs on their first possession. Troy now with it. Far side wing. Bennett for the catch. Far side wing. Here is Levin. Top of the key. Etherton wide open for three. That's good. They bury the tray with Christian Etherton. And it's 10-6, the first two possession lead for either team. Near side wing. Penny, pass fake, drives baseline. Almost lost it. And now he poked it off of, Etherton poked it off of Penny. Looked like he should have been out on him, but instead they give the ball back to the Mustangs. Jeske to inbound, the senior, the lone upperclassman on the Sonic West Mustangs roster. Inbound is out of bounds. Penny thought it was off of Etherton, who kind of disrupted the inbound. He's not happy, but either way, Troy gets the ball. Up 10-6, as Coach Rodbelt tells out the play call here. Bennett's running point. Defended by Everly. Gets a screen from Jack Hartman, goes to his right. That's the far side wing. Etherton takes pass to him. Gives up his dribble. Lob inside. Jack Hartman defended by Everly. Shot no good. Offensive rebound for Brogan Morris. And the putback is good. First basket of the game for the 6'5 junior forward, Brogan Morris. It's now 12-6. 6-0 run from the Trojans. Baseline drive. Pass to Albers, and he's fouled. See, that's against. That will be against Jack Hartman, who went in to try to get that steal, and he ended up falling down and tripping up Albers, so that'll be his second foul. Now Albers will come to the bench as Isaac Idol is back in the game. 6:35 left to go, second quarter, 12-6 Troy lead, and now Reagan Hartman will check in for his brother here. Penny slaps the ball. Still trying to get it in, just does, to Idle, defended by Blevins. Into the corner, pass deflected by Etherton, and I'll say it's Donovan West ball again, very close. Looks like it could have maybe been Troy basketball. Jeske inbound. Troy's been so good defending on the ball. This is a approaching team that's just a little bit older, more experienced. Jeske near side wing with the catch. After the inbound. Now it's passed. It's thrown away. Etherton read it perfectly. He will lay it up and in. Timeout call by Coach Johnson. And Etherton has 7 points in the game, 5 in the quarter. It's now 14-6. 6:17 left to go, second quarter. Take a 30-second break here on 103.9 KNZA.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the Fender Mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals, perfect paint, and all auto body repairs. That's the Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansasland Radio.
17 remaining, second quarter, 14-6 in favor of the Trojans, who are on an 8-0 run after this game was tied 6-6. Well, we Mustang basketball, as Troy's defense, again, has been the story of the night so far. Only two field goal makes on the evening so far from the Mustangs. This is a Troy team that gives up 51 points per game. That's mainly due to the fact that they play so aggressively on both sides of the basketball. Now we have a illegal screen against Isaac Idle. That'll be his first foul since down number 4. And Albers will check back in the game for the West. He'll come in for Idle. Trojans get the ball back with 6 or 7 remaining in the second quarter. Winner of this one to play the winner of Centralia and Meredithine Valley in the semifinal round on Friday, March 3rd. In Onega, where the tournament will resume next week. Harmon drives middle, kick out far side. Blevins with it. They want to travel. The West did. Not going to get the call, though. Evanston far side corner dribbles to the far side wing. Thought about the three, and he lobs up for Jack Rutherford for Reagan Harmon. Pass is too high, tipped and out of bounds. The West with the stop. Try to snap this scoring skid. Peterson off the dribble and a screen from Albers. Gives up the dribble on the near side wing and in trouble, defended by Blevins. Jesse comes out to come and catch, defended by Hartman. Dribbles towards the half-court logo, and he stepped on the backcourt. It's going to be over and back. And Idle will check back into the game for the Mustangs. We'll check in for the senior who just committed that turnover. And he will now discuss who he'll be defending here. Looks like it will be Christian Etherton, and it will be. He'll bring it up across that court. Far side wing for Bennett. Dribbles towards the middle. Far side Etherton. Nice fake. It's past Eberle. Shot up and not going to count. It went in, but it's an offensive foul. That's going to be Etherton's second personal foul. Team down number 5. I believe that was Eberle who took that charge. 5:19 to go, second quarter. Bennett will exit. And Preston Christensen is back in the game for Troy, the 5'11 senior. Peterson drives light on, excuse me, drives left on Blevins, gives it up to Idle near side wing. Defended by Morris, who gives up his dribble, now in trouble. Pass is deflected and out of bounds. It'll stay. No, it's going to be out of bounds to Troy. Last touch by the Mustangs. Jesse will come back in for Idle, who just committed the turnover. 5:04 remaining, second quarter, 14-6. Troy with the lead. They're outscoring the Mustangs 7-0 in this quarter. Over the middle from Judd, hands off Blevins. Pulls up 15-footer, open, off the backboard, it went through. And Blevins with his first pass of the game for the 5'9 sophomore, and 16-6. Continuing their run that started with about 1.5 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Here's a three open for Eberle, far side corner, and it's good. And Cooper Eberle attempts that scoring skid. It's 16-9. And Reagan Hartman fires a three off the dribble, no good. Offensive rebound for Brogan Morris, and he lays it up and in. Got boxed out, but I mean, being 6'5" and being boxed out by somebody who's less than 6 foot, I mean, there's not much you can do about that. Driving Lane Peterson, kick out. Eberle to try another three. That one's off the heel, no good. Rebound Blevins, and Albers got away with not committing a foul. Joe will push, drive, kick, Morris, double team, kick it out. Blevins, Hartman, drives left, middle, shut up, off the glass, and good. And Coach Rybell wants a timeout. It'll be a 30-second break. 20-9, Troy leads Donovan West here on 103.9 KNZA.
What's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
1, 2, 3, 4!
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
29. Troy leading against Donovan West. 3:52 left to go, second quarter. Peterson brings it up for the Mustangs. Defended by Blevins. Goes to his right and comes back left. Jeffy now near side corner for Albers. Gets right back to the senior. Jeffy, nice pass fake. He goes by Atherton. Maybe Christensen, beg your pardon. He'll kick it out. Nice recovery by the Trojans. Playing good on-ball defense and good help-side defense. Freddie passed it back to Everly. He wasn't looking for it. That was Albers who threw that one. Far side, Jesse from the wing. Defended by Christensen. Goes middle. Stops. Bounce past Peterson from the corner. Levins falls. He has a lane. Pull-up jumper. 13-footer is good. Colter Peterson now with 5. The first D-West Mustang with multiple field goal makes. It's 20-11. Still 3-possession lead for Troy. Reagan Hartman lobs inside. Morris kicks it out. Hartman drives middle, kick, and whistle, and a travel is called against Hartman. Also could have been an offensive foul by Jeske. Excuse me, by Hartman, as Jeske took that offensive foul attempt. Either way, it's a turnover. 2:56 left to go, second quarter. That's the far side wing. Head fake, Eberle. One dribble, kicks it out, Jeske. Drive right, Christensen now retreats to the wing. Peterson from the middle, pull-up jumper, try another 13-footer, and that one goes through again. Peterson now with 7, it's 20-13. Lead was as large as 10, cut down to 7. Here's good, pull-up jumper, too strong, a rebound held in by Eberle, and they try to steal right back from him, and he's fouled. Team foul number 6. That one against, see that one's against, 2:26 left to go. They'll give that one to Judd. That's his first. There's the inbound to Peterson, back underway. Have a chance to cut it to a 2-possession deficit. They get it back in here. Hand off Everly, pass near side of wing. There's Penny with it. The screen by Albers, goes to his right. Stops with the far side elbow, kicks out Jesse, tries a 3. That one's missing everything, air ball short. And it's saved off the back of the basket, though, by Everly, and out of bounds to Troy. First shot attempt of the game for Brody Jeske, and able to pay it off that time. This opportunity for D-West with the momentum. Now the Trojans have a chance to create their own momentum here. They still lead by 7. It's 20-13. 1:55 left to go, second quarter. Quarterfinal round. A pass is intercepted by Brody Jeske, trying to feed it inside to Brogan Morris. That was Bennett with a turnover. Everly drives right side on Hartman. Shot up high off the glass and off the side of the backboard, actually. It's loose on the floor. Picked up by Albers. Middle of the paint. He'll kick it out. Peterson for 3. Top of the key. No good. He'll get his own miss. Nice up past Jeske. And a whistle. Offensive foul is called before the shot. Crazy set of events. Now go against Colter Peterson. And D-West had Troy on their toes that possession, but unable to pay it off again. Trojans get the ball back, 1:33, and what a scene here tonight. Not an empty seat in the house, standing room only between these two teams from Donovan County. Lob pass, Reagan Hartman, top of the key. Trying to get by his man, kick it out. Judd, open 3, top of the key. No good, sits up in the air, and a whistle and a pushing foul be against D-West. He foul number 6. No, they're going to say this against Troy. And that'll be a shooting foul, or should be shooting free throws, rather. 1-1 coming up. That one's going to go against, well, that's against Jack Harmon. That's his third. There's 1:16 to go in the second quarter. Team foul number 7. Jonathan West has committed 5 personal fouls, so he'll come to the bench. And Christensen checking back into the game for the Trojans. So 1-1 coming up for Brody Jetsky, the senior. Takes a deep breath, fires the first one. It's no good. Rattles out of there. Rebound by Christensen. Been a pretty good free throw shooter all year long. Jetta wants to run. Near side wing. Christensen back to Judd. Near side wing. Top of the key catch for Bennett to set up the play. Morris comes all the way out from the post. Set screen for him. He goes the opposite way. Gets past the man. Bennett's no good. Morris with the rebound. It's tripped, though, by Peterson. In trouble. Double teamed in. Now triple teamed. Gets out of the pressure. Penny brings it up. 6 seconds left. He'll hand it off to Peterson. First Johnson calls out the play. Defended by Judd. Dribbles to the wing. Pass to Eberle. Sophomore holds onto it. Leaves the screen from Albers. Goes to his left. Stopped at the wing. Almost traveled. Hands wanted it. Not going to get the call, though. Penny, drive, shot up high off the glass, off the, not the top of the backboard, but the pole on top of the backboard. And that is a turnover back to the Trojans. Isaac Idle will check in for Penny, who just threw up that tough shot. 30.3 seconds left. Trojans up by 7, at a standstill with this 20-13 score with the basketball 3 minutes to go. Now Pat Pomos was thrown away as Bennett was looking for the ball, but he's able to get a hand on it, keep it in bounds, and haul it in. Judd retreats to the logo at midcourt, now goes to his left to the far side. Getting a screen for Morris with 10 seconds. Comes to the middle for Judd, far side for Bennett. Bennett now with 5 seconds. He's up his dribble, cross for pass near side to Judd with 3. Dribble, little runner at the buzzer, no good. And it's a 7-point lead for Troy at the break. Step aside for a couple minutes of break, and we'll come back with your halftime show here on 103.9 KNCA.
Some tire shops give you a whole $5 off if you put their sticker in your back window. Guess that's their way of saying sorry for overcharging you. Now that's sticker shock. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to really save on tires. And with Wilson's Direct Price Match Guarantee, they'll not only match the best price you find, they'll beat it by 10% or more. Get out of town and save at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Anderson Meats has immediate openings to process your livestock. Give them a call and get your meat processing done soon at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats will be expanding their services soon to include retail sales. Keep listening for further details about adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy, where they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you with immediate openings available for your meat processing. Located south of Troy on Last Chance Road, call them at 785-985-2292.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
20-13, your score at the half, with the Troy Trojans leading at home against the Donovan West Mustangs. Let's take a look at your first half stats. First for D. West. Leading the way in scoring is the freshman point guard, Coulter Peterson. He has 7 and 1 3-point apiece with a couple of three-pointers from Cooper Eberle and Hudson Penny. And in that half, they had 3 3-pointers and 2 2-point baskets. As for Troy, also their leading scorer with 7 is Christian Epperson, the junior guard from the Trojans. 6 points for Reagan Hartman, the senior, and 2 points apiece for Logan Blevins and Brogan Morris. This is a lot lower of a scoring game than I was assuming it was going to be. Donovan West, despite their struggles this season offensively, finally hit kind of a rhythm towards the end of the year. So this entire season, they only have 6 games with 40-plus points, and 2 of those were right at 40 points, but 3 of those were their final 3 games of the regular season. And Troy, of course, averaging 60 points a game. So I thought this was going to be a lot higher scoring game than it is, but that's because both teams are playing such great defense here tonight. Those just joining us, The game started out in a 6-6 tie late in the first quarter. But then Troy would then proceed to go on a 10-0 run from about 1.5 minutes left of the first quarter to midway through the fourth quarter. And then Troy's offense started to open it more. And D. West made some shots as well. Colter Peterson had 4 points in that second quarter. And Cooper Everly hit a three-pointer. And that is where we stand, 20-13, Troy with the lead. Other games going on in this sub-state tonight. Number 4, Bishop Seabury hosting Onega. That game is probably close to being final. That one started at 6. We hope to find a final score for that one here soon. Also, Centralia, they are hosting Meredosine Valley. Panthers are the 3 seed, with MDCV being the 6. And Burlingame, the 1 seed, getting the bye. Other sub-states going on in 1A-D1 with our area teams. We have Frankfort falling to Osborne. That game was somewhat close, and Frankfort's season is done after finishing a half game above Jonathan West in the standings. 51-37 was the final there. So the Wildcats finish their season with a 3-17 record, and Osborne is on to the semifinals. They'll take on the winner of Blue Valley and Washington County. Blue Valley hosting that one as a 3 seed, and Washington County the 6 seed. Blue Valley playing with such great precision, and they just execute their offense so well. As for Washington County, they are a scrappy bunch. They can pull off upsets if they're on. In the game between two teams not in our area but are in the sub-state, that one just started at 7:30. Lakeside Downs hosting Rock Hills, with Lakeside Downs being the 4 seed and Clifton Clyde the 1 seed in that sub-state. As for the 1A-D2 sub-state in Axel, of course, starts at the home teams first and then moves to Axel next week. Excuse me, the game in Olathe, Kansas School for the Deaf hosting Lynn, with Kansas School for the Deaf the 4 seed, Lynn the 5 seed, Pike Valley the 3 seed. They're hosting number 6 Wetmore. Hanover and Axel both getting byes in that sub-state. And a couple of NEKL games going on in class 2A here tonight. Jackson Heights is at Valley Falls, and Horton is at Oskaloosa. You can watch that Jackson Heights-Valley Falls game over on our sister station, on our website, mscsports.net, on the Cobra Channel. Let's go and step aside for a couple of minutes, and we'll come back with second half action here on your Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime show. Our score, once again, Troy leading at home against Donovan West in the Onega Substate quarterfinal, 20-13 here on our 103.9 KNZA.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
Rainbow Fiber Internet construction has started for the Bromley Park, Jackson Park, and Mount St. Scholastica fiberhoods. These 3 fiberhoods comprise over 20.4 miles of fiber and serve 626 residents and business locations. To learn if your home is in a Rainbow Fiber service area or if it is coming soon, visit the website fiber.rainbowtel.net. Now is the time to submit your information for fast, reliable fiber internet at fiber.rainbowtel.net.
At Union State Bank, we are rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while we are always focused on delivering the latest advancements to our customers, we are grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of our business. Each of our 8 branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances we can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank, we celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. Thank you for your business. Union State Bank, NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Highland Community College Western Center in Baileyville is hosting their first career fair Thursday, March 2nd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Over 35 businesses and organizations have registered and will be offering a variety of jobs and services. The event is open to the public, so stop in and check out career opportunities in our local area. With Highland Community College, you're always close to home and far from debt. Don't miss the first annual career fair at the HCC Western Center in Baileyville, Kansas, this Thursday, March 2nd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Open to the public.
KNZA.
20-13, our score. Troy leading Dynapa West at halftime. Got some updates for you for some of those scores for the games that I just mentioned. First off, actually, a game that has been finalized and no scores. The Lynn boys game tonight has been canceled with Kansas School for the Deaf having to forfeit for that one. So Lynn is going to advance and take on Axtell in the Axtell Class 1A D2 Substate. Other games we have for you that have finalized include, well, actually, excuse me, not finalized, but Blue Valley leads Washington County 42-24 at halftime. And Centralia over Mayor Racine Valley after one quarter by a score of 25-8. So the better seeds getting it done so far in those matchups. As for this one again, our score 20-13 after two quarters of play, thanks to 7 points from Christian Etherton, playing fantastic defense as well, coming off the bench here this evening. And for Donovan West, we'll do keys to the second half here. The West needs to protect the ball a little bit better. They committed a lot of turnovers, mainly because of that fantastic on-ball pressure from Troy. As for Troy, their key to this second half is play their half-court offense more around their bigs. They have a significant size advantage down low. Brogan Morris and the Hartman brothers got to utilize that. Those are your keys to the second half. So again, it's Troy, white and white, blue letters and numbers. Let's see if I can get this right for Donovan West. It's navy on navy with the orange numbers and white letters. Ever since I was a little kid, I always had to really think about the difference between letters and numbers. You know, some people struggle with left and right. That's my issue that I have. And we're back underway. Troy with the basketball to start things out here in the third quarter. Hartman stops far side wing with it. He gives it the far side corner for Brogan Morris, comes out the perimeter. Etherton blows by his man. Nice football pass off the backboard and through for Bowden Bennett with his first basket of the game. And quickly going the other way, Penny with it, and he gets fouled by Morris. Nice head fake. And that's when Penny gets two free throws, catching Troy off guard. Playing some quick offense. And Coach Johnson applauding Peterson for the great awareness of seeing Penny wide open the far side with nobody defending him. First free throw on the way. Good. So Penny now with 4 points. And as for Brogan Morris, that was his first personal foul and team's first as well. Second one's up, and that one's off the right side. No good. Tipped up in the air. Loose and picked up by Brogan Morris. And Bennett's wanting to push. 3-on-3 going the other way. Bennett gets past his man. Layup. Good. Nice spin with his left hand. And he's got 4 quick points. 10-point lead, and Peterson fell over. Blevins picks it up. Outlet pass to Bennett again, and he'll lay it up and in. 6 points for Ponan Bennett, the 6'1 senior guard. Scoreless in the first half, and he has six points in the first 53 seconds. Now Coach Johnson calls a 30-second timeout. Let's take it with him. It's now 26-14 Troy here on 103.9 KNZA.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
We are 59 seconds into this third quarter, and Bowden Bennett has scored 6 points for the Trojans in that span, as Troy leads 26-14. D. West with the ball out of the break, and Etherton poked the ball free. Peterson gets it, though, at half court. And it's jumped up, and the possession arrow is in favor of the Mustangs. At least it should be. The second time today that the officials have struggled with the possession arrow. Jeske to inbound, the senior. Screen for Peterson, but instead gives up to Penny. Or excuse me, Eberle. They'll hand it off to Peterson. They'll operate their offense. Largest deficit of the game for Donovan West. Pass far side to Penny to Jeske in the corner, defended by Hartman. Dribbles to the middle. at the free throw line, kicks it near side corner, falling out of bounds as Penny saves it, gives it to Peterson before falling out of bounds, turning it over. Peterson dribbles it to the midcourt logo, goes to his right, hands it off. Everly, pass far side, tipped by Etherton, but it's picked up at the backcourt by Penny. Penny lost it, bringing it up across half court. 3-on-1 now, Benes gives it up. Etherton will lay it up and in. A second run-out layup of the night. Etherton has 9. It's 28-14, and Coach Johnson disgusted with that last possession. Peterson, top of the key, goes to the near side, looking for something to happen. He'll try to blow past Levins, not having any of it. He's stopped near the out-of-bounds line underneath the basket. It's to Albers, now to Jeske, just to left of the top of the key, and now dribble to the top of the key. Back to Peterson from the far side. Doesn't use the screen to Albers and gives up to Everly. Everly double-teamed in trouble, and it's now jumped up. No, it's going to be a foul. Looked to me like that should have been a jump ball, and Coach Roosevelt was saying the same thing. And they'll give that one to Bennett, and the official with the explanation saying he had his arm held on to. He was on his backside. Coach Roosevelt still not happy with the call regardless. Inbound underneath the basket to Jeske, and he lays it up and in. Nice pass from Penny. And Jeske with his first basket of the game, and the senior makes it 28-16. And the Mustangs are no longer doubled up on. Nice in-and-out dribble, and the shot is no good. A three-pointer, but an offensive rebound by Morris. So another try coming up for Bennett. That one's too strong. And this rebound is held in by Penny. He falls to the floor. He was fouled from behind by Brogan Morris. That's his second. He fouled number 3. Tell you what. Actually, beg your pardon, though, they're going to give that foul to Reagan Hartman instead of Brogan Morris. That will be Hartman's second. I'll tell you what, like I said, Mustangs have been rebounding the ball well, all things considered, but they've been turning it over, and they do it again here. Steal by Bennett, up ahead to Hartman, laid up, and no good. Rebound by Donovan West. And just holding it, bringing it down to his waist, and Peterson gets fouled. It's a reach and foul against the Trojans. That one goes against Etherton. That's going to be his third. Peterson to bring it up. Defended by Blevins. Screened by Albers. Goes to his right. Now Morris picks him up. Jeske has bounced past Everly. Stops. Gets his pass his man. Shut up. Long two. No good. Gets his own miss. Middle of the paint. And he's fouled. More fouls by Troy. That is their team's fifth with 4:46 left to go in the third. Donovan West seems like they're picking up some momentum, but they have not been able to really make some baskets here in this quarter. They only have one field goal make. They only scored 3 compared to Troy's 8 points. Inbound far side corner for Peterson. Defended by Blevins once again. Looking inside, Albers posting up against Brogan Morris. He got pushed to the ground. Nothing was called. He'll kick it to the top of the key. The fans on the opposite court from Donovan West not happy about it. And arguably so. Near side corner, Jeske drives middle on Hartman. He got a poke free and stolen away by Blevins. Nice hands by Hartman. Nice outlet pass up to Etherton, but he missed the layup. Rebound by Penny. See West pushing up ahead to Albers. 2-on-1. Layup, too strong. Rebound by Penny. Shot up on the putback is good. Excuse me, that was Everly again. Everly with 5. Timeout called by Coach Roosevelt. Deficit cut down to 10, but still larger than it was at the half. We'll step aside for, 60 seconds here on 103.9 KNZA.
Visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Kansaland Radio.
And that one's at half. Winner of that one takes on the winner of this one. Trojans get the ball out of the break after giving up a layup from Cooper Eberle. It was 5 points. He'll be defending the man with the basketball. That's Christian Etherton. Now a swap. Makes Albers defend him. He'll pass it in the near side wing to Bennett. Lob inside to Morris. He'll go to work. Gets double team. Shut up. And no good. Just on the air. Rebound Albers. And a whistle to foul. And that will go against Troy. Morris picks up his second. And that's team foul number six already. So he'll be in the bonus with 3:49 left to go in the third quarter. And Morris will come to the bench. And the scoreboard says that is his third, so that foul that they originally called against Reagan Hartman, I guess they switched it over to Brogan Morris, which I think is the right call. So Hartman has one foul, Morris with three. Nice lob down low, nice backdoor cut, layup and in for Cooper Eberle. Coach Johnson is fired up. The big fist bump after the make, it's 28-20. Now trying to go quickly, Etherton tries to dump it off, and it's a push against Donovan Les on the floor. And that's the first foul against D. West of the half. And assistant coach Eric Shelton saying he's out of control, and he was. That's inbound to load Etherton, or excuse me, to Christensen. He lays it up and in wide open. And Christensen, the senior, who got the start with his first basket of the night, back to a 10-point lead for the Trojans. Mustangs battling hard, just one win on the season. Up off, Albers, long two on the way, way too strong, off high on the backboard, above the white square, and a rebound for Troy. Near side wing open, Etherton for three on the wing, that's short, tipped up in the air, rebound Christensen. Gives it to Hartman, near side wing, lob it into Christensen, defended by Albers, kick it out. To Etherton, Levin's three straight away, short, tipped up in the air, and rebounded by Jeske. Here's Eberle with it. And Blevins tried to get the foul call on the three on his way down. Eberle gets past his man, shut up off the glass again. Too strong. Rebound Etherton. Too much adrenaline. Drive. Nice dish off to Hartman. He misses the layup again. But Christensen is there now, clean it up and in. Christensen has four in the quarter. Bennett has six in the quarter. Both of the two didn't score in the first half. They have 10 of the team's 12 points in this third. It's 32-20. Three ball. Now it is good for Cooper Eberle. He is on fire this quarter. He has seven on the quarter and 10 on the game. It's 32-23. 2:06 left to go in the third quarter. D. West fighting for their lives. Season's on the line. Sub-state quarterfinal. Winner plays for the right to go to Onega. Here's a nice drive by Etherton. Shot no good. And Christensen, an offensive rebound as Albers didn't box out his man. And he's fouled going up by Albers. I was watching him the whole time. Albers was just looking up at the ball the whole time. And Christensen just snuck around and had the easiest rebound he'll probably ever have in his high school basketball career. And he'll get two free throws as he awarded. First free throw on the way is good. And Christensen now with 5 points on the quarter. Bennett scored 6 points. Within the first 53 seconds of this third quarter. Great start from Troy, and that one is good as well. So now both Bennett and Christensen 6 points in the quarter apiece. To help Troy with a 14-point quarter. It's now 34-23. That's the far side deflected, but into the hands of Hudson Penny, the sophomore guard. Gets a screen from Albers to go to his right, and he does so to the middle. Driving kick into the corner for Peterson. Not a great pass. He hauls it in. Jeske from the wing on the near side. Defended heavily by Jack Harmon, who has three fouls. Trying to drive by him. Gets bumped as he makes all the way to the near side block. And a foul is called. Let's see who that's against. If that's against Harmon, that's his fourth. And it is. So Jack Hartman picks up his fourth personal foul. And the sophomore will likely have to come back to the bench with 1:22 to go in the third. And it'll be 1-1. Is that his team foul number 7 as well? And Etherton, who got a brief breather, will check in for Hartman. With Jeske shooting the 1-1. Missed the front end of a 1-1 earlier. Try to get this to a single-digit lead if he can make both of these. Be a three-possession game as well. He can make both. Front end on the way is good. Rattled around the rim a bit, but it went through. Njeski now with 3 points. He scored earlier in the third quarter. 1:22 to go in this third quarter. Second one's on the way, and that one is good as well. 34-25 now our score. The U.S. staying within arm's length. Trying to break through, but Troy offensively has been good this quarter. They scored 14 points so far with 1:10 to go. Entry pass to Christensen. Passes off the torso of Judd. Finds the hands of Christensen. Nice pass to Hartmann. He lays it up and in. Wanting an offensive foul. Coach Johnson not going to get it. And Hartmann with his first basket of the quarter. Reagan Hartmann, that is. He has 8. Jeske, near side corner. Penny with it. Pass to Jeske is too wide. It goes out of his reach and out of bounds. It's a turnover. And Troy gets the ball right back with 49.9 seconds left. As Logan Blevins checks into the game. And I said torso for the pass for Judd. It actually went a little bit lower than that, so he'll come out and shake that pass off a little bit. Troy looking for their first state tournament appearance since 1998. Has a two-seed in this tournament. Definitely a path for them to do so, but they got to get past Jonathan West. Heffernan left all alone on the handoff. He'll drive baseline, whistle, offensive foul. Nice rotation that time, coming over to take it for Hudson Penny. And that's Christian Etherton's fourth personal foul. He leads the team with 9 points on the evening, and that's team foul number 8. Of course, with it being an offensive foul, no free throws. 33.5 seconds left. Peterson will hand it off and let Everly bring it up. And Bennett will defend. Jeske just to his left, crossover dribble, comes to the corner, fakes the handoff to Peterson. It'll be a travel. He tried to hand it off with a defense by Blevins to try to break that up, and he did so and forced a turnover with 19 seconds left. Cross half court with 13 seconds is Seth Judd. 5'8", junior point guard, dumps it off to Blevins. Near side wing, driving baseline is Reagan Hartmann, spins to the middle, floater with 3 seconds, no good, loose on the rebound, picked up by Blevins, turn around three-pointer at the buzzer, no good, too strong, and an 11-point lead for Troy, heading into our final frame. 36-25, we'll step aside for 60 seconds here on 103.9 KNZA.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest. Mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Got some scores for you. First in this one, of course, 36-25 Troy. Bishop Seabury winning against Onega 76-40, so the Buffaloes' season comes to an end tonight. 7-13 is their final record. So back underway here in the fourth quarter. Actually, that was the only score that I had for you. Here's a pass that's deflected from Bennett. In the hands of Levins, kick it out to Bennett. Three, good! And Bowden Bennett starts off after a fantastic third quarter with a three. He now has 9, and it's 39-25. Pass on the near side of the wing. Penny with the bobble, makes the catch, but then it's taken away by Bennett with a steal. Levin's nice look ahead to Hartmann, and he'll lay it up and in. A nice 4-0 run to start this fourth quarter. Things starting to look bleak for D. West after fighting so hard for the first three quarters. Cooper Everly leading the team with 10 points. And before the quarter started, Reagan Hartmann leading with 8. He now has 10 after that last layup. Backdoor cut, Jeske makes the catch, layup, no good, left it short, tipped up by Hartmann into the hands of Levins. That left pass up ahead to Bennett, makes the catch, don't have numbers, but he still puts up the shot, falling away, and it's in! Nice shot by Bowden Bennett, see now is 11. What a second half from Bowden Bennett, and that forces Coach Johnson to call a timeout for Donovan West. Full 60-second timeout. It's now 43-25 with 6:48 to go. You're listening to Substate Basketball here on 103.9 KNZA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
KNZA.
A 7-0 run from Troy to start this fourth quarter. Just 1 minute and 12 seconds gone. And all of a sudden, it's 43-25 in favor of the Trojans. And D. West, seeing their season flash before their eyes, they have been fighting all night long. Those just joining us, it was 6-6 at the very beginning of the game. Then Troy won a 10-0 run for about 1.5 minutes left in the first quarter, about halfway through the second quarter. Score was 20-13 at the half, so certainly D. West was within reach. But then Bowden Bennett scored 6 points in the first 53 seconds of the third quarter. They've been able to keep them at arm's length. As mentioned, a 7-0 run to start this fourth quarter. And the game started to slip away from Donovan West here. Peterson hands it off, giving it up to Cooper Eberle. Gets to Penny. Penny goes middle, drive rejected out of there by Bennett. Rebound Hartman. Long rebound. He'll take it all the way and finish with his left hand. Reagan Hartman now has a team best 12 points and lead has ballooned now to 20. Peterson with it. Defended by Levins like he has so much tonight. Him or Etherton did a good job of bottling him up. And a whistle and a travel. So against Jeske, who had it at the high post. Atherton will check back into the game for Troy. He'll come in for Levins. Nice hands by Peterson, and he clamps the ball with Atherton. So it's going to be a jump ball. And that's going to be a turnover. D. West will get it back. Very well done by the freshman. Like I've been saying throughout the broadcast, Peterson is going to be very good for years to come in this league. This is freshman season already. Their leading scorer past the far side of wing. Here's Penny with it. Enter pass to Jeske, far side block. Nice fake handoff. Shot over Christensen, a little bit short. Rebound Hartman, held the pass up ahead at half court. Atherton to Bennett, layup good. Bennett already has 7 points in this quarter. Just 1 minute, rather 2 minutes and 17 seconds in. And he has 13 on the game. Jeske, nice backdoor cut for Peterson, and he traveled. Peterson made the catch on the near side block and tried to get around a defender and stretched a little bit too far and picked up his back foot. The lead is now 22. It's 47-25 after it had been a 3/4 possession game for the first three quarters. It's now an 11-0 run. Start this quarter. Nice drive. Floater no good by Etherton, but an offensive rebound. Hartman gets to pass the defender. Shut up. No good, but he's fouled on the floor, is what the official says. That's going to be just the second foul of the half against the Mustangs. And the first of Jeske. Inbound be for Hartman. He'll lob it up top. Bennett's back underway. 5:12 to go. Hartman cuts across the paint to make the catch. He gets hit on the arm. Kick into the corner. No good on the three ball from Etherton, and they can't save it with Christensen doing the hustling. Hartman looked like he was shaken up just a little bit when he fell to the ground. So the D. West balls. We are now 3 minutes into this fourth quarter. Peterson. And whistle will be an offensive, no. What do we have here? That'll be a foul against Reagan Hartman, actually. That'll be his third. That's team foul number 9. So 1-1 free throws coming up for Cooper Everly, the sophomore guard for Donovan West. Front end's on the way. Too strong. A rebound, Christensen of Troy. Judd brings it up for the Trojans. From the half-court circle, gives it far side wing, Bennett. To Hartman, hands it off right back to Bennett. Gives it to cutting Hartman. Layup is good and one. Peterson took the charge, didn't get the call. And Hartman now with 6 in the quarter. Him and Bennett, the only two players doing the scoring, but that's good enough for 13 points in this third frame. And it's now 49-25, and a timeout's going to be called by Donovan West. Step aside for 60 seconds. You're on 103.9 KNZA.
Anderson Meats has immediate openings to process your livestock. Give them a call and get your meat processing done soon at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats will be expanding their services soon to include retail sales. Keep listening for further details about adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy, where they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you with immediate openings available for your meat processing. Located south of Troy on Last Chance Road, call them at 785-985-2292.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
49-25, Troy leading at home against Donovan West. Got some scores around the area. Centralia up on MDCV, 76-15 after three quarters. So it looks like it will be Centralia and Troy in the semifinal matchup in Onega. And also Blue Valley is in front against Washington County, 74-46 after three quarters. As a free throw from Reagan Hartman is good. He completes the three-point play. Both him and Bennett with 7 points apiece in this fourth quarter. It's now 50-25, and Donovan West still has yet to score this quarter. The shot is too strong by Peterson from 15 feet out on the far side elbow. And long rebound, last touch by Troy. It's a 14-0 run in this fourth quarter. Inbound by Jeffy, and whistle and a foul against the Trojans off the ball, obviously, since it was an inbound, and Coach Rodville not happy, but it's an elbow. That'll send Everly to the free throw line to shoot two. That is team foul number 10. So double bonus the rest of the way in this remaining 4 minutes and 4 minutes and 25 seconds of game time. That foul goes against Judd, his second. First one is up too strong this time from Everly. 10 points on the day for the sophomore guard for Donovan West. He is the team leader in scoring. Second one's on its way, and that one is no good as well. Offensive rebound by Albers, no layup, and in, and one. And the freshman with his first points of the day, the forward, will try to complete the three-point play. So the scoreless stretch in this fourth quarter stops with 4:22 left, and it's now 50-27. Free throw on the way is no good, though, but an offensive rebound by Jeske. He'll kick it out. Deflected. Pass out to Everly. Pass the far side wing. Jeske thought about the three, said he enters it into Albers. He'll kick it out. Everly for three. Top of the key. Good! Everly buries the three. He has 13. It's 50-30. Little 5-0 run for Donovan West. And now Atherton is stopped by Peterson, and he needs some help, and they do get it across half court. It's still 50-30. 3:53 left to go in the fourth quarter. And a whistle and a foul off the ball against Jeske. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 4. So Peterson, Albers, Penny, and Jeske all with 2 fouls apiece now. And don't tell me that this Donovan West team isn't going to fight, because they have been fighting all night long despite the slow start in the fourth quarter and what the scoreboard says. And with a team with a bunch of freshmen and sophomores, team is only going to go up from here. Atherton passes the near side wing now into the corner. Bennett gets it back. Dribble to the middle. Free throw line, gives it up. Drive by Jack Hartman. Good. Far side with it. And Jack Hartman has had a tough night. It's his first basket of the evening with four personal fouls. Peterson with it. Showing off his ball handling moves. Hands it off to Eberle. Eberle is dead. Ball over his head. It's loose. And he picks it up at half court. He stopped. Kicks into the corner for Peterson. And he lost it out of bounds. Couldn't haul it in. And Coach Johnson now wanting to talk to the official about something here. Pointing towards me. I hope it's not something that I said. 52-30. Troy leading. Donovan West. That's crossover dribble. Bennett's all the way to the paint, and he lays it up and in. No help defense that time from the Mustangs. He has 9 on the quarter and 15 on the game, all of which in the second half. Again, he had 6 points in the first 53 seconds of the third quarter. And Reagan Hartman gets it momentarily. Poked the ball free, that is, and trying to save it for going out of bounds. He could not, so Donovan West will have the ball in the backcourt on the far side. And Isaac Idle will check in for, how about Michael Albers, how he's been fighting all night long down low. It's been a tough task. Had that and one earlier. Helping the team on the glass, too. He'll come and get a brief breather. Idle will fire a three. That one's a little bit short, but an offensive rebound. Shut up, no good from Penny, but he's fouled. Isaac Idle, nice look. A little bit short, but boy, he is a nice little stroke. I hope big things from him moving forward is we'll see what happens with the upcoming 8th grade class for Donovan West, but if there's nothing there, he might have to become a starter next year. I'm hoping for good things from him in the future. First free throw on the way for Penny is good. And they would love some consistent production out of Hudson Penny. He's had an inconsistent night, but he knocked down a 3 in the first quarter. Second free throw on the way is good. Having a nice season, and it's a lot of room for growth for him and this entire Donovan West team. That's down 54-32 with 2.5 to play. Judd had it poked free by Penny and diving out of bounds. Fantastic hustle, and he'll be awarded with the basketball. Inbound for Jeske near side line at half court. Idle playing up to catch the inbound. And trying to set the screen for Peterson, he does so. Top of the key. Goes to the far side. Pass is to Eberle. Far side corner for Penny. Defended by Blevins. Step back. 3 ball off the dribble. Just a little bit too strong. And an offensive, rather a long rebound for Judd. On the run. Etherton layup, no good. Rebound held in by Peterson. Peterson had it poked free, but a foul is going to be called on the reach-in by, that was Bennett with the reach-in. And that'll send Peterson to the free throw line to shoot 2. And Coach Broadbelt looking at Bennett's like, what'd you do that for? Not really a stern look, just kind of like a little shrug, like, what did you do that for? First free throw on the way for Peterson is long and no good off the heel. 2:02 to play, 54-32 in favor of Troy. Second one on its way. That one is no good as well. Tipped up in the air. Offensive rebound by Jeske. Missed a wide open layup. Nice rebound by Bennett. Hopping way up in the air to snag it. But his outlet pass is deflected by Peterson out of bounds. It'll go to Troy, though. Bennett. And he's got a vert on him. Fantastic play there. That'll be a timeout called by Coach Rodvelt of Troy. It'll be a full timeout. So we'll step aside for 60 seconds here on 103.9 KNZA.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Highland Community College Western Center in Baileyville is hosting their first career fair Thursday, March 2nd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Over 35 businesses and organizations have registered and will be offering a variety of jobs and services. The event is open to the public, so stop in and check out career opportunities in our local area. With Highland Community College, you're always close to home and far from debt. Don't miss the first annual career fair at the HCC Western Center in Baileyville, Kansas, this Thursday, March 2nd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Open to the public.
Kansaland Radio.
153 remaining and a foul against Donovan West on the inbound. That'll be the fifth team foul. Got a couple of final scores for you. Blue Valley wins over Washington County 74-46. And Centralia wins over MDCV 84-20. The last foul on the inbound was against Hudson Penny. That is his third. Here's Etherton with the ball, gives it up. Nice up off for Judd. Had a three if he wanted it, but Idle does a good job rotating in. Now a foul reach in as Bennett's had it down low near side block. That's going to be team foul number six, so 1-1 the rest of the way for Troy. Oh, no, I guess that was team foul number seven. My apologies there. So 1-1, free throws coming up for Bennett's after the second personal foul for Cooper Everly. Turn in on its way, no good. Rebound hauled in by Everly. He'll bring it up himself. Sophomore guard with 13 points leads the team in scoring. He's in trouble. And he'll hand it off to Peterson. Peterson defended by Judd. Drives right side, gets underneath the basket. Bounce pass, far side corner. Three ball on the way by Everly. Is no good, but a foul. And that one's going to go against Judd. It'll be his third. And that foul was on the rebound, so two free throws coming up for Peterson. Mustangs likely going to fall short here tonight, but they have been battling all night long. First free throw for the freshman point guard is good. Peterson with eight now, his first basket since the second quarter. As for Troy, they're going to take on Centralia next Friday in the semifinal round in Onega. Second one is on its way. That one is good as well. B. West pressing for the first time tonight. Inbound to Bennett, and Bennett's lost it out of bounds. Again, Troy, the 2 seed in this tournament, definitely has that path to get to state for the first time again since 1998, the last time they held a sub-state trophy over their heads. Won the league title back in 2016, unable to get there, though. Regional title in 2009 and 2007, but haven't been able to get back to state since 98. Haven't won a state title since 1984 is their lone state title in school history. Shot no good, far side wing. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll go to Troy. Team has some athletes. This is the football team. Made a nice run in the postseason. Of course, not as nice as they wanted it to be, but the team that has dudes, they have athletes. Trying to put a run together. This is all without Jarrett Norris, by the way. And now a foul on the way up, bringing it up. Now go against Penny, his fourth foul. And team foul number eight, so 1-1 free throws coming up. Jarrett Norris, of course, the quarterback on the football team and hasn't played this season due to an injury. 6'4 senior. Did play on senior night, got the start. It was just get him in for the tip-off and hasn't played since then. As the first free throw is good for Reagan Hartman. Austin Grable was the same thing as well. He played earlier in the season, but got injured midway through the season, and now we have a foul against wanting to get clarification here as players had to clear out for that free throw. Not quite sure what happened just then, but Hartman made the other free throw. Now we have a foul against Brogan Morris on that last play. So two free throws are now coming for Hudson Penny. So Penny fouled on the first free throw attempt as he makes the first free throw. So Penny now has seven. four of those points on free throws, made a three-pointer all the way back in the first quarter. Second one's on the way, and that one is good. 56-35 with 103 to play, and Isaac Idle with a reach-in on the inbound to Atherton. Team foul number 9, 101 free throws coming. So a lot of fouls, a lot of stoppages of play, delaying the inevitable here. Atherton with 9 points on his day, trying to get to double digits. Front end of the 1-1 is no good, though. Tipped up in the air, and Peterson holds it in near the out-of-bounds line. It's the near side wing, and it's going to be Peterson. I guess he stepped on the line. I thought it was a foul against Troy, but instead it's a turnover from Donovan West. Troy gets the ball back. 56.9 seconds left. Inbound into the half court. For Blevins, he'll drive and kick to Hartman near side corner. Netherton has it near side, defended by Idle. And they're still not backing off here as Donovan West, kind of the story of the game, at least in this fourth quarter. And now a reach-in foul against Jeske, and that is going to be his third. Those just joining us, this game was somewhat close, a 3-4 possession game for the majority of the contest, at least up until the last 7 minutes of the game, as Jeske is going to come out, the senior, in his final game in a Donovan West uniform, and Coach Johnson giving some words of encouragement, some loud ones at that, yelling right in his ear, but some tears coming down, and understandably so. Standing ovation from this crowd as well. Awesome moment here. Take some hugs from his assistants now, and now for his teammates on the bench, being the Allen brothers, Hudson and Parker Allen, and Hayden Paulino as well. Free throws coming up for Brogan Morris. First one is no good. 38 seconds left. And Coach Johnson still talking to Jeske over here on the sideline. And he talked about just an absolute fighter his senior year. Not going as the second free throw was good. Just things not going the way they wanted to, as the team's going to fall to 1-20 on the season. And this kid, in his final year of high school basketball, fighting all year long, doing everything they can to scratch and claw. And now a timeout's going to be called by Coach Rodveld here with 21.2 seconds left. That's just to get some subs in, actually. So they're actually not going to take the full 30 seconds. And Reagan Hartman will come to the bench. So will Judd, and so will Bennett. Jack Hartman back into the game. So is Logan Blevins. And Christian Atherton. And now Jonathan West will back off. 57-36. Will be your final score here tonight. A 21-point fourth quarter, the story of this one, and fantastic defense all night long as well. And Troy will take on Centralia in Onega coming up next Friday. Let's step aside for your break. We'll wrap this one up in just a couple minutes here on 103.9 KNZA.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe in a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas, along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Citizens State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back here from Troy for one last time as the Trojans defeat Donovan West by a final score of 57-36. Let's get to our final point totals from tonight. First off, for Donovan West, go down numerically. Cooper Eberle finished and led the way in scoring with 13 points. Also 9 points for Colter Peterson, 2 points for Michael Albers, 8 points for Hudson Penny, and 4 for Brody Jeske, the senior for Donovan West. As for Troy, 2 points for Logan Blevins and Seth Judd, no points for him tonight. 9 points for Christian Etherton, and also 15 points for Bowden Bennett, all of those coming in the second half, 9 of those coming in the fourth quarter. 6 points for Preston Christensen, who scored all of those in the third quarter. 2 points for Jack Hartman, 3 for Brogan Morris, and last, but certainly not least, is 17 for Reagan Hartman, and he had 9 of those in the fourth quarter as well. Now time to crown our Farmer State Bank player to bank on. Tough one to choose from, but we'll go ahead and give that one to, we'll give it to Bowden Bennett, who scored, again, 15 points in the second half. It was a major reason why this team was able to pull away. Hartman as well made some free throws down the stretch. But we'll give it to Bowden Bennett as he scored 6 points in the first 53 seconds of the third quarter. He also scored a very quick 7 points in the first minute and a half of the fourth quarter as well, and was the big reason why they got off to a 14-0 run to start the fourth quarter to hold off the Mustangs here tonight. And again, the score not indicative. I hope I make that really clear. Score was not indicative of how tonight went, as Donovan West was in this one anywhere from a 2-4 possession game all the way up until about, as mentioned, 90 seconds in to this fourth quarter, in which Troy was able to pull away. Donovan West's season comes to a close with a final record of 1-20, and Troy moves on, and they'll take on Centralia. Take a look at some of the other games going on in and around the area once again.